You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 25th show. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one show and one week at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio, once again, our South End expert, Eric Tinglem with Trident Realty Group, Northwest Skyline Properties. We're going to be talking about Puget Sound market finally slowing down. Eric, thank you so much for coming back and joining us in studio.
Tina, it's always a pleasure. Thank you. I love your smiling face. You bring sunshine to what otherwise would be maybe a gloomy studio.
Oh, wow. That's a really nice compliment. Thank you, Eric. And a little bit about Eric. Eric has 25 years in the industry and president of Trident Realty Group Northwest with a team of five agents and in the top 3% transaction volume in Pierce County. Retired USAF and Reserve with over 37 years of service. Thank you, by the way, Eric. Former high school football coach spanning the last 20 years. 75% of Eric's business is working with both retired vets and active duty military and around the Puget Sound. And I have to say, it's just a real pleasure in studio today because we have Eric's granddaughter here, and it's just really exciting to have her. And I'd love for her to give a little shout out. Who do you want to say hi to today?
My mom.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you for bringing her in. She is just a doll, and she's in our pictures and everything. And
oh, she's just absolutely precious.
Yes. Well, that's why you're a happy guy, because of your grandkids.
I actually have two beautiful granddaughters, and she's one of my favorites.
Okay. Love that. What's your other granddaughter's name?
Sophia.
Sophia.
So we have Sophia and Sayla, and I want to brag on her just a little bit. She's quite the soccer player. She's on a club team.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing real well. She's a forward and she just gets after it, let me tell you.
Wow. Well, what an amazing thing, because Lee, our last guest, and Keelan here, my co-host, they are like soccer guys. I mean, they've done some big stuff and they're adults. So you can maybe listen to some of the things they have to say too. So wonderful. It's a beautiful day here on the show with the Money Hour. So getting down to business.
Eric, you're our South End expert. What's going on in the market? Is it slowing down there in the South End?
You know, slowing down is a bit of a relative term.
Touche.
It is no longer harrowing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not fighting literally for every listing and every buyer, because 6 months, a year ago, I mean, if it continued on, I was ready for the job at Walmart.
And not because there wasn't enough activity. It was so much activity. There was just no way to actually secure that deal for your buyers.
Yeah. I hesitate to say it's the hardest I've ever worked in my life, but not too far from it. It was a lot. And then managing expectations was very, very difficult with clients that we had failed, say, on 2, 3, 4 offers, and telling them, that house is still out there for us. We're going to find it.
We're going to figure it out. And then after 7 or 8, just stick around until, you know, I mean, it got kind of like, well, what about the same? Now there's going to be a little shift and in setting the realistic expectation for the seller. Is that correct? Are you seeing that you're having to have some different conversations and really helping them to understand what's happening in the market?
Absolutely. There has been a huge increase in inventory, although measured against historic highs, we're still very low. We're not where we should be, and we're not anywhere near a balanced market. A balanced market means we have 4 to 5 months of inventory, and you know, we have closer to 2 months as of this morning in King County, and that's called the absorption rate. That's if no other home came on the market
for 2 months.
Or, you know, on the market, then it would take only 2 months to exhaust that entire amount of inventory.
Yeah.
Now, ironically, Pierce County, Thurston, we actually have less inventory than King County.
Interesting.
In terms of absorption rate. And that's a reflection of what's going on in King, for as a matter of fact.
Because it kind of follows from King. It trickles its way down through to...
King is the barometer for the whole region.
Yes.
I mean, what happens in King eventually happens for better or for worse.
For better or worse, yes.
Yeah. In the outlying counties, yeah. For sure.
So, Eric, let me ask you, how's the market changed from 8 months or a year ago? What are some of the things that have changed that you've seen?
Well, I've got a couple statistics here. And if we were to go back to December 17, the first part of the month, King County had 994 single-family residents.
Yeah, that was crazy.
On the market.
Yeah, that's crazy. All of King County.
Yeah, all of King County.
That was crazy.
And we were looking at 3 weeks of inventory.
Some neighborhoods, wow. Days.
Oh, my. Yeah. I mean, if you were in Green Lake, you had 15 people lined up and they had, yeah, wheelbarrows of cash.
Exactly.
I mean,
it was just crazy.
It was so obscene. At the same time, in Pierce County, we only fared slightly better with 1,008 homes.
Wow.
And just about 5 weeks of inventory. Now, ironically, that's swapped, where, you know, we're seeing this change, this slowing in King County. And there are a couple reasons. One, predominantly, there have been a lot of people that were thinking about selling their home, and then they saw this exponential increase in value. And, you know, what does everybody want to do? Sell high, buy low.
Yes. Mm.
The same, conversely, could be said. So, you know, you have people sitting on the sidelines that are saying, well, you know, if we just waited another month, I bet we could hit a mill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so you take a look at if you go back even 4 weeks, the median home sale price in Seattle was $888,000. I checked yesterday, and it's down to $769,000.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look further south, we are getting a lot more pressure, buying pressure, because baby boomers such as myself, and I know I don't look like a baby boomer, but I am. Having said that, we've got baby boomers leaving King County like rats leaving a sinking ship.
Yeah.
I mean, you take a look at the property tax increases that came out, in April?
Yeah.
And it was anywhere from 9 to 31%. Can you imagine living in Carnation being told you're, and being on fixed income and being told your property taxes just jumped 31%?
Well, and here's actually a good, I was just camping last weekend, and we were at this, you know, amazing campground, and we saw this tiny home that was there, and we thought they were actually building the tiny home there, and we're like, what in the heck is this tiny home? And so we went there. Well, it was actually a couple that bought the tiny home. They lived in North Bend, and their taxes went up so much that they couldn't afford the house anymore. But here was the great news, and this is for all of you that are, you know, listening about tax increase. And as long as you can afford your house, when property taxes go up, 48%, give or take, is because of the value of your home. So that means the property value has gone up. When property taxes go down, the property value has gone down. So the great news for this couple is they bought the home 4 years ago, and they were able to sell their home, take all of this cash, buy this tiny home, buy this brand new truck, pay off all of their student loans and debts, and just feel really great now that they have no mortgage payment and no stress of taxes. So anyways, well, I just wanted to throw that in there.
That's an excellent segue into my next point.
Okay.
The definition of affordable housing. What is affordable?
Yes.
Well, certainly the definition in King County has dramatically changed over a period of time, and people are having to change their expectations in Pierce and outlying counties equally. So affordability, if you take middle-class incomes, and you're a finance person,
yes,
you take a wife that's a nurse and a husband that's a policeman, and it puts them into the middle income, where are they going to be able to afford to live based upon a purchase price?
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is that affordability factor is driving people further out.
Yes.
And so they are trading a commute for a home.
Yes.
And they're saying, you know, I think we'll go to Pierce County. Or we'll look. I mean, it amazes me when people go to the North End, see the Proctor District where the Weyerhaeuser Mansion is, and they, you know, they come from King County and they go down. The Proctor District's phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
And they think they found the lost city of Atlantis.
Yeah.
And you're going, dude, it's always been here.
Look where Colt and Serena live.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Their house Perfect. And then those are just beautiful. And
Absolutely.
All of those, like, amazing, you could look at them as mini mansions.
Well, you know, in coming to the studio today and driving mm-hmm. from Puyallup, I was again reminded of the perils of 167.
Yeah.
And, you know, there just isn't any north-south corridor. So mm-hmm. the issue of the commute effect is going to play a huge,
yes,
huge,
definitely,
and role in the purchase and or sale of a home.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're in the mortgage business. We look at interest rates daily, literally. You know, they've been talking September, the Fed's going to increase rates. We've seen rates go up over mm-hmm. the last year, especially. So in your opinion, with these higher rates, are people leaving the market or rushing to purchase with the threat of more increases in the future?
Well, smart money says we better move now.
Yes.
I mean, that's
yeah.
just,
yeah.
that's, I mean, you can say what you want. I mean, we know that the economy is heating up, and what's the first thing the Fed does to slow it down?
Yep.
Interest rate, short, long, doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter.
Yep.
It, you know, they go right to the interest rate button. Having said that, when you have perspective, as some of us in this room do, we remember, unfortunately, 17-18%. So, you know, yeah. the 5% that we're seeing now actually is quite healthy for the market.
In my two decades in the industry, the average was 8.5. So
Absolutely.
Not, you know, I was not mm-hmm. around. I am younger than you are. I will shout that out. But I wasn't around in the teen rates.
The, you know.
Well, you already said that you
well,
were
I saw,
old.
Well, I saw how old you were on your Facebook here just a little bit ago.
I did so turn 50 years old. Yes,
you
I
are,
did.
You are doing fine for 50.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Has my face turned a little bit red?
Your husband is a blessed man.
Yes, thank you very much. Dave, thanks you. So, Eric, as we wrap up our time here mm-hmm. with you today, let's talk a little bit. Where do you see the future for the South End market? Which is going to be a tale, of you just you said, from what comes from the King
yeah.
County market.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what you're going to have, and it's going to continue and continue, is the issue of affordability.
Yes.
The guy that, you know, just leaves Boeing after 53 years, and he sells his Craftsman in Wallingford and walks mm-hmm. away with a boatload of cash.
Yeah.
Still wants to see the grandkids, mm-hmm. vis-a-vis my yeah. beautiful granddaughter.
I just
with
love
me
so
today.
Much that she's mm-hmm. here. It's
yeah.
just a blessing.
Yeah, she's just super.
She's a sweetie.
Having said that, they want to catch a Seahawks game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I have seen, I think I've helped 4 or 5 this past year purchase homes in Grays Harbor, Aberdeen,
really?
Hoquiam, Montesano, McCleary, and it's amazing. It's not Mississippi and it's not Missouri, but
yeah.
let me tell you, the affordability factor is there. Uh-huh. Thurston County, a lot of increase. Kitsap going across the water. Klickitat going over the mountains. I mean, people are having to look for that affordability, that
yeah.
sweet spot
yeah.
that can allow them to enjoy the benefits of the Northwest, the extended family, and, you know, not have to go to Mississippi.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I've always said, if I didn't have to be in and out of the office, I'm doing so much and, mm-hmm. you know, driving around, and I would love to live somewhere I could just take the train to work or take the ferry or, you know, just really, but I need a car. So a whole nother conversation, because, you know, yeah. they say now that our kids are never going to get a driver's license. Because we're just going to have a subscription base, and you call up your guy, somebody comes in and well, you call up the car service, and the car just drives by itself. So anyways, we got to do a show on that. That's a good
sad,
one.
That's actually.
No, it's actually kind of exciting.
I love driving.
Yeah. Eric.
And I'm not going to trust anybody else, so you know, I'm a type A. So.
Yeah, yes, you definitely are a type A. Eric, thank you so much for coming, and we really appreciate your wealth of information.
Well, as always, I really appreciate coming and chatting
yeah.
with you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Coming up next on the Money Hour, Diversity, Lee Robinson of RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, after this short break.